Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. That's right, Rick's back. Rick is a columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of Rebounders. That's how we first met him. He's got a new book coming out one of these days we'll be talking about later on. But he's a very prolific writer. 4 or 5 times a week, he cranks out something. Most of it's worth reading, and I like reading it anyway. Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
I want to know what's not worth reading, but you'll tell me that off the air, please.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you that later. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here.
Sure.
Okay, I want to get right into this Alibaba thing. Alibaba is the Chinese Yahoo, right? Full disclosure.
Go ahead. Yeah, you might call it the Chinese Amazon. Yeah, I have to disclose that my employer, Yahoo, owns a stake in Alibaba and did benefit from the IPO, so we got that out of the way. Now, I think it's a better analogy is to Amazon because it's the biggest online merchant in China, but here's the difference. The reason this was such a big deal, everyone thinks, Alibaba is going to come take over America or something like that. That's not it. Mm-hmm. Alibaba was the first business of its type in China, and it has 80% market share. 80%. Now think about that. That is enormous in the world's biggest country, which is only just starting to grow, really, in terms of consumer middle class. So that's why it was such a
Their middle class alone is bigger than the U.S. population.
That's right.
In China.
And so they only started to spend money.
Yes, that's exactly right, folks. This should be like having as many people in America right now as back in, say, 1948, when the consumer society really started catching on, and we had 300 million instead of 200 million like we had back in those days. So,
here's one number that'll capture. I mean, we know that consumer spending here in the United States makes up about 2/3 of total economic output. In China, it's only about 30%. So if China only gets part of the way to the type of consumer economy we have here in the United States, anybody with an 80% market share is just going to be
stratosphere. So that's the purpose. That's the reason, the motivation to invest in Alibaba, which you can do right now. By the way, I'm not sure what their offering is this morning, but it opened at around 80, as I remember, and it shot up to high 90s, and I'm not sure where it is. But anyway. But there are some other issues, though, right? Because Alibaba operates in a country that is not a free and open society. It's a communist
country.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it, $89 today. The rule of law is obviously very different in China. Alibaba so far has really had no problems with that. But this is a company that, because of the way it has to comply with Chinese law, is actually headquartered in the Cayman Islands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that is not something that you'd certainly find typical of a company you'd want to go out and buy here. I mean, if Facebook were domiciled in the Cayman Islands, I think we'd consider that a little sketchy.
Right.
It's got a very complex structure. There are a lot of different companies under here. One of the companies that's really important to Alibaba is a payment firm similar to PayPal called Alipay, which is essential to Alibaba, yet Alibaba spun that off, and that was not part of the IPO.
Mm.
So you have to, Warren Buffett says, only invest in what you know. So you might think, I want to get on this bandwagon here and play this game, but this is a complicated company. If you really want to read the 400-page prospectus and try to figure out what's going on, do it.
A cure for insomnia. But on his face, it sounds like a heck of a deal. It sounds like a better deal maybe than Google was, or so to speak. But the truth is, when you think about the implication, the potential implications, the reason the stock would grow and you could make money would be if the consumers continue to be happy and buying in a growing economy in China and the government left everybody alone. But even as we speak, there are protests going on over there right now about democracy, right? I mean, there's if the government decided to shut down certain things, they would, part of that would be the consumer society, the consumer impact over there. There's so many implications, and they would, that government would think nothing of nationalizing Alibaba. That wouldn't even be a big decision for them, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think on the other hand, China's at a point where it has to demonstrate that it can play in the big leagues with, you know, all the countries that have, you know, a long tradition of rule of law, predictability, transparency. I mean, China doesn't have these things yet. So in order for China to be the great power that it wants to be, they need to, you know, raise their game, basically. And I think that we're going to see this play out with these protests in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. So I think in Beijing they know the worst thing they could probably do is a really rough, even violent clampdown. So they're trying to figure a way to nuance it, and we're all watching.
We are, and all I can say is invest with care, with great care, and with your eyes open about the implications of investing in a company that's in China, a communist country.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.